Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, closer to the bottom of the page in the Schattenstein, the 61A3. Okay, this Gemara, this Mishnah is a very important Mishnah in the whole explanation and concept of conditions. Now, just to give a brief introduction, seemingly, I mean, if you think about it, conditions should have no bearing on an action. Like we're learning the whole time at the Gemara, yeah? A guy does Kedusha with a woman on the condition. So if you stop to think for a minute, it doesn't make sense. I'm doing an action now. The man is giving the woman a ring. He says, he's doing the whole action of Kedusha, and all of a sudden words are going to change it. What's a condition? I'm saying words. On the condition, I'm a Kohen Levi, I'm going to dance, I'm going to give you, I'm going to take you, whatever. Yeah? So there's a whole question, what will we see really a source in Torah that a condition could work? Because seemingly, conditions shouldn't work, because how can words, like we learned before in the Gemara, how could Dibur undo action? You're doing an action, and then you make a condition with a Tanai. Okay, so the answer is, we learn it out from a pasuk in Chumash. In Parshas Matis and Masei, over there it speaks about Bnei God, Miknerav, in Parshas Matis. Miknerav hoyil Bnei God al Bnei Reuven. Bnei God al Bnei Reuven had a tremendous amount of cattle, and on this side of the Yarden was good grazing area. So they came to Mesh and they said, we want to stay here. So Moshe Rabbeinu screamed at them, everybody's going to go fight and you're going to stay here. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, okay. But they said, no, we're going to go fight and turn it over. So Moshe Rabbeinu said like this, Im Yavru B'nei Godu B'nei Reuven, if the B'nei Godu B'nei Reuven will go over and they'll fight and they'll do what they have to do, then they'll get the land here. And if they don't, this is what he says in the, and if they don't, then they're not going to get anything. Okay? That pasuk is the source in Chumash for the concept of making a condition that it should work. Therefore, Rabbeinu is going to come along and says like this, if the whole din of Kedusha, of conditions, we learn now from Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, then it has to be the condition exactly the way it was made by Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. Now the mayor says, people argue on the mayor, but the mayor holds, we're going to see in the Mishnah, that because condition is a chiddush, it's a chiddush, something that normally shouldn't make sense, so it has to be exactly how Bnei God and Bnei Reuven went. What was Bnei God and Bnei Reuven? So here he's going to talk about what's called Tanai Kofel, a double condition. Because what did Moshe Rabbeinu say to them? If you go, you'll get the land. And then he says, and if you don't go, you're not going to get the land.
If you win, you will go.
No, if you go. The Jews were promised you're going to win. Hashem said that you're going to conquer the land of Canaan, right? So the question is, because Moshe Rabbeinu repeated himself. He said, if you go, yes, and if you don't go, you're not going to get. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's number one, the mayor says. It needs to be a Tanai Kofel. And that's primarily what the Mishnah here is talking about.
Do you need a double condition?
That means you have to say, if you do it, yes, and if you don't do it, not. That means, based on this Mishnah, according to the mayor, all these conditions we learned in the last 3,000 pages is basically saying like this. A guy says on the condition that I'm a Kohen, right? And then he has to say, and if not, it's not a good Kedushin.
Can I ask you a question on the
line? Well, no, let me just finish for a second. So you need to do what's called Tanai Kofel. You have to say it and unsay it. Secondly, you need what's called Tanai Kedem Lamaisa. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu first said like this. If they go, they'll get the land. Okay? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, you'll get the land if you go. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? If you go, you'll get the land. That means the condition
had to be first. Because again, if the whole, you have to understand, the simple logic over here, according to the mayor, is conditions don't make sense. Right? And the only reason it works is because in Chumash, there's a case that it worked. So it has to be according to the mayor, exactly like the case it was in the Chumash. Meisher Beinu made, give me a few minutes. Meisher Beinu made a double condition. He first made the condition and then said, again, he said, if you go, you'll get the land. He didn't say you'll get the land if you go. The third thing he said was the yes before the no. He said, if you go, you'll get the land. If you don't go, you won't get the land. He didn't say, if you don't go, you won't get the land. If you go, you'll get the land. Okay? So again, it teaches us in laws of condition that these three is basically what the Mishnah is talking about over here. What?
If the whole contract is a dibur contract.
No, there's action here.
There's no action yet.
I'm Akadashisli.
No, we're talking about the going.
No, Meisher Beinu said build cities now. What did they do? Before they went, they built cities. They already acquired the land.
No, they asked if they could stay, and he said, okay, if you go, you could stay. If you
yeah, but what he said, B'nu lochem orim letapchem.
So first they build it?
He said to them...
So if, then the action came before the condition then?
No, he made the condition first. And then later he said, when they agreed to the condition, he said, now okay, go. But...
So, admin condition D is also a different contract.
You know, he's going in action, he's giving a ring. He's giving a ring. What?
So how would the cases that you discussed last week, how would they work, where somebody says that he owns a field? So what is
we're going to see later... When we get more into the Gemara, there's a big argument in the Rishonim if that only applies to Gittin and Kedushin, this whole Tanai Kofel, or does the mayor hold it by every business deal? But according to the mayor, if I sell you land on the condition, okay, I have to start off by saying, if you do this, this is what you have to say, if you do this, I'll sell you the land. If you don't do this, I won't sell you the land. According to the mayor, you can't say, I'll sell you the land on the condition. Because according to the mayor, all these mishnas that says, a mekadesh yesu isha al menas, it's not, either not the mayor, or it's not the mishnah that not going into the technicality of the condition.
If you give me this and I'll give you 10%. But it's not double like you.
That was before Matan Torah. There was another issue.
The person for whose benefit the condition is made can forgive the condition, correct? I mean, he can. If it works for the benefit of somebody, the condition, he can say.
By selling for sure, by Kedusha might be questionable. By a get in Kedusha. It might be questionable, because Kedushin is not something I could forgive, and you know what I mean? It's a law of a kinyan. In business matters, you can make any condition you want. You can make any stipulation.
So,
what?
Like, when you're buying the house, it's a contingency about... If you remove the contingency, they can't...
We're talking about...
That's general.
Now that we gave it into it, let's see the Mishnah inside. Ramey Reimer Samach Aleph Amir Aleph. Ramey Reimer says, "Kol Tanai any condition she'ain a Tanai b'nei Gadu b'nei Ruvain ain a Tanai. Any condition like Rashi adds, which is not a double, it's called Tanai Kofel, which is like b'nei Gadu b'nei Ruvain's condition, ain a Tanai is not a condition. Okay, and therefore Rashi explains." Tesis brings down to Rashi, but Rashi says, which means that even if you didn't fulfill the condition, the deal's a deal. In other words, if a guy says to a lady, based on Tesis, well, Rashi says it, I'm a kaddish as an isha, I'm an ass, that I'm going to give you money. And he did make a Tanai Kofel, so it's not a condition, so there is no condition, therefore the Kedushin is valid because there's no condition. It became non-conditional because you didn't make the condition the right way. And that's what Rav Meir says. Kol tanai she'ein ketanai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvin, which is not a double tanai like b'nei gadu b'nei ruvin, ein tanai is not a condition. Which means it's like you didn't make a condition, so the action is an action. The getting, the kedushin, the business, whatever. Shenamar, where do we see that you need the double condition? Shenamar, because Moshe Rabbeinu said to b'nei gadu b'nei ruvin, v'yemer aleihem. Im Yavru b'nei gadu b'nei ruvin, if b'nei gadu b'nei ruvin will go, then they'll get the cities over here. V'im lo yavru chalutzim, and if they won't go, then they won't get it. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu set a double condition. If you go, you get it, and if you don't go, you're not going to get it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say extra words? L'chayit, it's understood. If you go, you'll get it. Right? So obviously, if you don't go, you're not going to get it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, if you don't go, you're not going to get it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Meir, is teaching us the din and conditions. It has to be what's called Tanai Kofel. You have to say the yes and the no. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel leimer, Chanina ben Gamliel says no. Tzarech ha-dover la'amei. It's not repetition. In other words, Meir is learning out his din, because L'chayit, the Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating himself extra words. Right, every word in Torah is exact. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says, no, it's not repetition. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say those words, because otherwise it would mean it's something else. But therefore, Rav Chanina holds, you don't need a double condition. The whole basis of Rav Meir that you need a double condition, is because Moshe Rabbeinu said extra words. So Rav Chanina says, it's not extra words. Why? Because Shilmale came. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't repeat himself, Yash b'mashma, the implication would be, Shafilu be'eret Kanan lo yincholu. They won't even get in Canaan. Meaning like this. Officially, you need to go slow in this Gemara. It's very important. And need to keep it slow and get it straight, or else we can get mixed up later. All the Jews were supposed to get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, on the other side of the Yarden. And obviously, this land would also be divided amongst 12 Shvatim. Right, because they conquered this land, it belonged to Eretz Yisrael. So the plan was, everybody's going to get an Eretz Yisrael, divided by 12, and then this side would be divided by 12. Comes along, but he got in the Meir Ruvin and said, no, we want to forfeit a chelek there, and we want a chelek here. Right? That's what they want. So Chanina ben Gamliel says like this, if Moshe Rabbeinu just said one way, if you go, you'll get it, then I would think that if they don't go, they won't get anything anywhere. Because, again, the whole source is because Moshe Rabbeinu repeated himself extra, right? Seemingly redundant. Rav Chanina says he's not repeating himself for no reason. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu had to repeat himself, because if Moshe Rabbeinu just said the first way, if you go, you'll get, the implication would be if you don't go, you will get nothing nowhere. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, if you don't, then you won't get here, but you'll get there.
How could they not get anything anywhere? I mean, they can't.
As a punishment. Everybody's
what
fighting.
What would happen to 120,000 people? Or more?
It's their problem.
Huh?
It's their problem, not Moshe Rabbeinu's problem. They messed themselves up. What?
Who would have gotten the portion in the land of Israel? Got it.
Who? Officially, the 12 tribes are supposed to get.
No, but I'm saying the 10 of them. 10 of the tribes that settled the land, right? 10 and a half.
Right.
Plus half the tribe are from Menashe.
Right.
So who got their portion when they actually did get divided out the land?
So that land in Eretz Yisrael is divided amongst 10.
Oh, okay.
Instead of 12.
So all 10 tribes got a piece of it, of their land?
In Eretz Yisrael, yeah.
Oh.
When Yeshua divided up the land, that was already after B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven were out of that picture. Because they got in this side.
Oh, okay.
So then he divided based on the 10 and a half tribes, or the 9 and a half, sorry, 9 and a half tribes.
So Rabbi, this concept is also true with lottery too. when you pull lottery in the two in the Torah way,
you need to do it two ways. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you are saying that is right, get the land of after Israel, after Canaan, Israel. Israel. Why you is can use only one phrase, not two phrases. You know what I mean?
No. So
they get out of Israel. They don't get.
They won't get anything. I feel like they won't get anything. So therefore, Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel says, they're not, Moshe Rabbeinu is not repeating himself. Therefore, you don't have a source in the Torah that every condition must be doubled. Here it had to be doubled, because if not, there would be a misinterpretation. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the question, Shapir Kamele Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel Rameir? Okay, Rabbi Hanina is answering Rameir well. The mayor's whole proof is from the extra wording. So Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel asked the mayor, it's a good question, it's not repeating. It must be said, because if not, there will be a misunderstanding. So he says, Amalach Rameir, the mayor says like this, Izal Ketaitach, Lav Latanai Kofulhu, if Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating himself, not to tell us the din of the Tanai Kofulhu, Lichtevim leyavru v'nechazu b'seichecham b'eretz Kanaan. No, I'm sorry. Moshe Rabbeinu should have said v'im leyavru v'nechazu b'seichecham. Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, and if you don't go, you'll be with them. But he added the words Be'eretz Kanaan. That's extra. In other words, the whole point over here is, are there extra words flying around? Because then it teaches us a din. And if there's no extra words flying around, then it can't teach us a din. Rameir says the whole sentence is extra. There'll be repetition if you won't go. Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel says it's not extra. We need to tell us that if not, the Jews won't get anything. And that's what I would think. So the Pasuk is telling us they're going to get in Eretz Canaan, even if they don't go ahead. So Rabbi Meir says no, but there's still two words extra. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said like this, Im Yavru B'nei Gadu B'nei Reuven, if you go, you'll get it here. And if you don't go, he should have said, V'nei Chazu, you'll get inheritance, B'seichachem with everybody else. Why did he add two more words, Be'eretz Canaan? Those two words are extra. And because those two words in the repetition are completely extra, it teaches us that the condition must be doubled. The yes and the no. If you go, you get, and if you don't go, you won't get. So the Gemara says, Walamali, Shmamino, so the mayor says the extra words of Eretz Canaan comes to teach us the Tanai Kofel Hu Da'asim, about a double condition. By the way, Rashi says in the Mishnah, there's a long Rashi over here. Remember we said there's three dinim that we learn out from this condition? Number one, you need a double condition. Yes, no. Then we said you need Tanai Kedem Lemaisa. The mayor Rabbeinu said, yeah, if you go, you'll get the land. He didn't say, if you go, you'll get the land. If you go, you'll get the land. He didn't say, if you get, you'll get the land if you go. That means the condition went first. Right? First was the condition, if you go, then you'll get the land. He didn't say, you'll get the land if you go. Which means the condition has to be before the action. And also we said that the yes is before the no. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you go, you'll get, and if you don't go. So that Rav Hanin is not arguing about. Right? Because that, the Pasuk says clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu first made the condition, and then he said, you'll get it. So that he's not arguing. He's only arguing about Tanaikov. Okay, so now the question is, Rav Hanin ben Gamliel is going to explain why Be'eret Kanan is not extra. And therefore I needed to teach me the din. Eloi kazev rachamone eret Kanaan, if the Torah didn't say the word eret Kanaan, and it only said v'nechazu b'seichechem, you'll get a portion with everybody else, I would think, where would they get the extra portion? Only in eret Gilad.
that they'll divide this land into 12 and they'll get like everybody else. But in Canaan, they won't get anything. So therefore, Rav Chanina says, they must say the word Canaan. Because if it doesn't say the word Canaan, I would think that if they don't go, you know where they'll get divided? On this side of the Yarden, but not on the other side of the Yarden. So the Torah has to say, no, Eretz Canaan. So therefore, Rav Chanina says, nothing's extra. Right? If it's nothing extra, you cannot learn out of din that you need a double condition. Because this that Meshur Rabbeinu repeated himself was to teach me a different din completely. That if they don't go, they're still going to get an Eretz Yisroel. So Rameir, so the question is, but Rameir, so, you know, he's saying good, that Eretz cannot need to teach me. Rameir says no. B'seichachem itself, the word together with them, means anywhere they'll be, you'll be. So again, Rameir holds Eretz Canaan is extra. Why is Eretz Canaan extra? Because if the Pasuk says you'll get together with them, wherever they're going to get, you're going to get. But Chanina says, no, maybe it only means on this side of the Yarden, but not in Eretz Canaan. Rameir says, why? If the Pasuk says you're going to get together with them, you're going to get it all. Okay? So this is, that's not the end of the Gemara, but this is, so far the Gemara is explaining the Machlekes between Rameir and Chanina ben Gamliel. According to Rameir, Meshur Rabbeinu repeated himself with two extra words, Eretz Canaan, teaching us that any condition you make needs to be doubled. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says, there's no extra words, everything is needed for what it says, therefore, condition is enough saying it once. You don't need to repeat it. You don't need to double the condition. And therefore, any condition that you just make the condition, if you make the condition before the action and the yes before the no, whatever, then it's a good condition. And then it's good. What?
Assuming, let's say we didn't go into battle, with the rest of the
right.
So what would have been the consequences? I mean, would they have? I mean, it sounds like it's saying like even if you point out,
they wanted this whole land,
right,
on this side of the Yarden, right, in Gilad. Meshur Rabbeinu said, "You don't go, you're not getting it.
Right.
What are you going to get? You're going to get like everybody else."
But if they, even if they didn't go to war, they would have gotten like everybody else? Is that?
No, not going to war. Meshur Rabbeinu told them they have to go chalutzim tavru. Chalutzim, the leaders. They had to go first. If they didn't go fight at all, why should they get anything? Sit at home and let everybody do the work and you're going to get. Sound like Jews.
Why didn't they try to get the land that was supposed to be designated for them in Eretz Yisrael and this land outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Why should he get double?
The land outside of Eretz Yisrael wasn't the promise of the Jews.
Yeah, but the Jews conquered it. Now, why should they get it more than anybody else?
Were they supposed to get it?
No, if it belonged to the Jewish people, they were divided into 12.
No one was supposed to live there. They were punished for choosing to live in, outside.
No, one second. When they conquered that land, okay?
Yeah.
If Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven didn't come and complain, yeah? What would happen to that land?
Somebody would sell it.
They would be divided into 12.
Oh, it would be, okay.
12 Shvatim on this side, 12 Shvatim on this side.
But I thought
they came and they said, we want this land, not that land.
Doesn't Torah say that they were punished for choosing a land outside of the promised land?
Meshur Rabbeinu screamed at them.
So it wasn't.
But Lepeil, Eved Yarden in Halacha, does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but it has more Kedusha than regular Chutz Laretz.
So anyways, if it was going to be divided by 12,
no.
Why was there a punishment attached to choosing it? Anyways, some Jews were going to get it. So they were Nebuch?
No, they're going to be divided by 12.
Yeah, so, and 2.5 Shvatim would have gotten this part.
Which 2.5 Shvatim?
So, if these guys didn't choose electively, by choice, it would have, by lottery, it would have some other people lived there
anyway.
No! They would have divided this land into 12 and that land into 12.
Oh, it's not part of them.
I got it.
They would have divided both lands into 12.
Okay.
Because the Jews normally wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan.
Now they have extra land, so they'll divide that up into 12 also.
This would be their vacation.
Yeah, the country house. Okay. Amr Rabbi Chanina ben Tanya says in the Braise. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel in the Braise is going to explain his position with a marshal. So, Amr Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, marshal about David Derma, what is this, you know, condition Meshe Rabbeinu made with Bnei God and Bnei Ruvin? He's giving an analogy for it. La Adam Shayim Mechalik Nechosav Lebonav. A father was dividing his estate to his kids. He says, Pliny bli yidir sod de plinis. Reuven, my son, will get this field. Pliny bni, Shimon, my son, will get this field. Pliny bni, the third son, Levi, let's say, yite masayim zuz, should pay 200 zuz, and then he'll get his field. So he's not doing the analogy. Father says he has three kids. He says, okay, Reuven, you're getting this land. Shimon, you're getting this land. Levi, you're going to give $200, you'll get your land. So it says, Vim lo yitain, and if he doesn't give the two money, Yiddish im echo b'shar nechosim, he's going to inherit the first two fields together with the brothers. In other words, the third field he's only getting because he'd give money. But if he didn't give money, and he's still a child, he has a din Yerusha, so the first two fields would be divided into three. Yeah? Now he says, Mi gadam lo lira shemechav b'shar nechosim. What statement of the father caused the son to get the possession together with the other brothers? Kfele gadam lo, the fact that he said, if you don't do it, then you're going to get. In other words, like this. If a father comes to a kid, he has three kids. He says, okay, Reuven, you're getting this. Shimon, you're getting this. Levi, you give $200, you'll get your field. Right? Stop there. What would be if Levi doesn't give any money? What's he going to get?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why is he getting something? Because the father continued the statement. The father said, Reuven, you're getting this. Shimon, you're getting this. Levi, if you give $200, you're going to get it. The third field. And if not, you're going to get part of the other two fields. Right? So the father is not saying, repeating himself. The father is not repeating himself. What he's doing is clarifying the statement that otherwise would be misunderstood. Because if the father just says, Reuven, you're getting this. Shimon, you're getting this. You give money, Levi, you're going to get it. What would it mean in simple English? If you don't give, you're going to get nothing. Right? But the father added, and he said, but if you don't give the $200, then you'll get like everybody else. So now, was that extra words? It was a clarification, because otherwise it would be misunderstood. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says that's exactly what Meshe Rabbeinu said. Meshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, listen, they're getting that. In Canaan. You guys want this field? You have to pay. What is the payment? You have to go to war. Okay? So, which would imply, if they don't go to war, they'll get nothing nowhere. So Meshe Rabbeinu, the father, says, and if you don't go to war, you're going to get like everybody else. Don't go to war. You won't go in the head, in the front of the war. So therefore, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is just explaining his opinion with a mashal to understand that Meshe Rabbeinu is not saying extra words. He's repeating himself for clarification, and therefore you can't learn out that a condition must be doubled because it's not doubled. So the Gemara asks a question on the Braise. Holy Damya, Moshul Masnisen. The Braise's Moshul of about a father with a kid is not similar to Bnei God or Bnei Reuven. Why not? Hasim Ktani, because over there in the Mishnah of Chanina says, Yesh B'mash Mashaf Filu Be'edit Kanan Lo Yincholu. What does Rabbi Chanina say in the Mishnah? Or the way he explained the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina says, if it doesn't say Beretz Canaan, I would think they wouldn't get anywhere.
Alma Kfela, the repeating himself, Le'edit Gilad Nami Mahani, also helped for Gilad, right? Because by Meshe Rabbeinu repeating himself, not only they're going to get the whole Gilad, the Reuven and God. V'hachiktani, this is what it means. Migadim le'lidashim echa b'shan nechasim, what caused him to inherit together with the other brothers, the father with the three boys. Kfele garim lo, right? The doubled repeating is what got him. Because without the repetition, he wouldn't get anything. Because that's what the implication is. So, ama kfula, l'shar nechasim with the kumahani. So you see that the double portion helped only for the other possessions. Meaning, so the Gemara's question is like this. According to that, they would only forfeit their share in Canaan, but not forfeit their share in Gilad. According to the Moshul that Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel is giving, with the father and the son, the double would only make it that they get the other Nechosim. But in by Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, they wouldn't get the other Nechosim, but they would get added Gilad. They would get on this side of the Nard. So the Gemara answers like this. The Gemara answers very simple. One is before Rab Meir said Venechazu that the only extra is Eretz Canaan, and was Alabas the name of Rab Meir Venechazu. And the Braisa is speaking after Rab Meir said Venechazu, meaning that we're learning it out from the two extra word Eretz Canaan. Now, it's not so much Negei Laloch over here. The Gemara is just explaining the way the Braisa is learning is not similar to the Mishnah. So the Gemara is answering, the Braisa is after Rab Meir answered Rab Hanina that the only extra is two words, Beretz Canaan. And the Mishnah is speaking before Rab Meir answered him that it's only the two words, Beretz Canaan. But really, Rab Meir and Rab Hanina are still arguing the same argument. Okay? And we'll continue now in the Gemara. But bottom line is, again, we have the condition, Rab Meir says it has to be doubled. Rab Hanina says it doesn't have to be doubled. So now the Gemara is going to bring a number of psukim and chumash that show doubled conditions. It show doubled conditions, which seemingly would show that Rav Meir is right. Because Rav Meir holds you need double conditions. So Bishleim the Rav Meir, Haina Dechsiv, the Gemara is going in the order of the chumash. Sounds like this. Imtaitiv says what Hashem said when Cain killed Hevel. Hashem said to him, if you do tshuva, good. And if you don't, you're going to Gehenim. What does the pasuk say in Bereishis? Imtaitiv, if you better yourself, sa'eith, you'll be rewarded, meaning you'll go to Gan Eden. Vimlei seitiv, and if you don't do tshuva, La Pesach Atos Revitz, your sin rests at the door.
What page are you on?
61b2. At the end of the page. Okay? So again, you see, seemingly you find a double condition over here. What did Hashem tell Cain? If you do tshuva, good. And if you don't do tshuva, no good. Now why did Hashem repeat himself? If Hashem said, if you do tshuva, condition. If you do tshuva, good. So it should be understood. But if you don't, it's no good. So why did Hashem repeat himself? This seemingly is a proof to Rab Meir that every condition needs to be doubled. Because Hashem doubled it. El Rab Hanina Lomali, why did Hashem have to double the condition according to Rab Hanina? He could have said it once is enough. Where are you up to? 61b3 now.
I don't say anything about
Cain and Abel. I said Cain and Abel. The Gemara doesn't say the words Cain and Abel. I just said where the pasuk is at. Salka died the Chamina. So the Gemara Pchinina says like this. No, over there I also needed doubled. Because if Hashem didn't double it, it also would be unclear. Why? I would think like this. Imtative agra. If you do tshuva, you get reward. And if you don't do tshuva, you get nothing. Not punishment and not reward. You won't punish, you won't get reward and you won't get punishment. Kamash Malan, Hashem says, Hashem repeated himself to tell him, if you don't because do tshuva, then you're going to be punished. So again, the whole point over here is, when we find these double conditions, are those words necessary for clarification? Then it's not extra words. Then you don't. Then it's not doubled. If they're extra, then it shows you need a double condition, right? So one second. So the mayor, the Gemara brings a proof to the mayor, because the pasuk says by Kayin in Hevel, if you do tshuva, good, and if not, not. Right? So that shows you need to double it. So Chanina says, no, it's the clarification. Because I would think Hashem says like this, if you do it, do tshuva, you get reward. And if Hashem stopped there, I would think Hashem meant, and if you don't do tshuva, you won't get reward, but you won't be punished either. So Hashem continued to say, but if you don't do tshuva, you're going to be punished. What?
But this situation is not the same as our own teachers in the Mishnah, because over there the Mishnah Rabbin says, if you go, you get; if you don't go, you don't get. Here it says, if you're good, you get rewarded, and
if not,
the counterpart, the similar situation would have been, if not, not.
No, Hashem's telling him.
No, I'm saying if not, not would have been similar to our Mishnah.
No, according to Rameir would learn the pasuk.
Explaining the opposite.
If you do tshuva,
totally different situation.
No, the pasuk says if you do tshuva, good. So Rameir says, and if you don't, what's going to be bad?
Then it's not going to be bad.
No, that's really Rav Chanin is learning the pasuk.
Right. Okay.
But according to Rameir learns like this. It is extra, because it's understood from the pasuk. If you do tshuva, good, and if not. Bad. So why did Hashem repeat himself? To teach us that every condition must be doubled.
Okay. Is that
where we learn how to perform?
Every condition has to be doubled?
No, from B'nai God and B'nai Reuven, according to
that mayor.
Yeah.
So mayor holds that with the first one he learned both things, so the second one is just to teach us a conditional, the double lashon for any condition.
Right.
And Rabbi says, no, the second thing teaches the second thing.
Because so without the second thing, I would think, that you get nothing. Reward if you do tshuva. And if you don't do tshuva, you get nothing. No reward, no punishment.
And so he, okay. But I'm still saying that. That the second condition is describing a very negative situation. If Hashem would have said, and if you don't do tshuva, no, it would still mean.
No, Hashem not saying that. According to the Meir, all the passage should have said, if you do tshuva, good. Mm-hmm. Why does the Torah say, if not, not?
But the Torah doesn't say if not.
It does. Vim
Lord. The Torah says if you don't, then you get a lot of bad things.
Right. So Rameir says, I would understand that from the first way. If you do tshuva, good. And if not?
Why does it have to spell the second
way? Right.
The Torah always means something.
No. No, there's a rule. Mechlal hein at shmei alav. Mechlal lav at shmei hein. From yes you learn no, and no you learn yes.
In Shema also. In Shema we
have. Where?
If you do
Mishra,
you get this, as
we say. The Gemara went through a whole bunch of different things over here with the Psukim. The Gemara is going into a whole bunch of milk and honey. The Gemara is going to go into a whole bunch of different Psukim. We find the conditions are. Yeah. But you're right, Shema is also like that, Lechere. Im Shema Yatishmu. But the Gemara is going to bring down a pasuk soon about Im B'chukai Sitelechu. It says Im B'chukai Sitelechu, and then Im B'chukai Sitemasu. Right? In Pashu B'chukai, with the Teichacha. So there's also again doubled.
Okay.
No, it says in bechukasei tamasu. Tamasu means you despise them. So first the pasuk says in bechukasei telechu, you get this, right? But again, the whole vart is according to Rabbi Chanina, any the case of these doubles is because the Torah is teaching us something new that we wouldn't have known otherwise. That by Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, we would think they wouldn't get anywhere. So to ask you, repeat it, they get what they would get in Canaan. Over here, Hashem would imply, Hashem says to Cain, right? You did it, you get reward. You don't do it, nothing. Right? So he says this, that the Torah says, no, you're going to be punished. That's repeating itself for a new thing that we wouldn't know before. So again, it's not extra.
Why
are from the Menashe? Because that's the place we find clearly a monetary condition.
Monetary?
For any condition.
Yeah, but they have more conditions.
Yeah, well, we're getting more. But that is probably an actual practical condition which was pretty clear. You know, you're going to get this, if this, and if you're not, you're not going to get. But you understand, this is obviously a little bit different. All these psukim are different than if a guy says to the woman, HaMekadosh HaSeicha, HaMenas, that I'll give you $200. Or you give me $200. Yeah? L'chayde, that's understood, that if you don't give it, there's no Kedushin. Yet, according to Rameh, you need to double the condition anyway. And you need to say, see, over here, it's not like Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, there's something extra to the line up from the Pasuk. If a guy says to a woman, Arei HaMekudeshesli, on the condition you dance. Okay, so what's the difference? If she dances, yeah, if not, not a good condition. That, L'chayit, is understood from this first statement. Arei HaMekudeshesli, on the condition you dance. So it's understood, if you don't dance, it's not a good condition. Yet Rameh hold, you still need to repeat it. And if you don't dance, the Kedushin is not valid. Right? Because that's what he's learning out from Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. What?
Practical halacha today, what would you say?
Today we don't do any conditions. You see how complicated it gets? No, you know. No, so therefore, today, not in Kedushin, do they allow conditions? Not by Kedushin, they don't allow any conditions today.
What if someone was to make a condition about, let's say, a neder or something like that?
I'm going to
do this on the condition of that. Today is...
Why they don't do a condition?
Because they're very complicated. What happens if the guy makes a condition, then you don't know if he did it or not.
Before,
right, I'll give you a very. There's a case in the Gemara Gittin.
Yeah.
Okay? A guy gives a get to his wife. Yeah. On the condition I don't show up for 30 days. Because he's afraid. Maybe he doesn't want it to stay in a guna. The guy gives a get to his wife and he says the get is valid on the condition I don't show up for 30 days. So if he doesn't come for 30 days, the get's a get. If he comes within 30 days, it's not a get. Right? Simple. What happens if the guy, the guy comes running. An accident happened and he's coming, it's the last second, but it's the 30 days over and he wanted to come and he was coming and somebody tripped him and somebody kidnapped him, whatever, and he wanted to come. He didn't come, he was honest, forced. So you're not punished for honest. Right?
Yeah.
Did he come or not?
No.
So the Gemara says, on this command, Ovid lo yamrinan. You're not punished for it, but nobody's going to say you came. So the bill, you know what complications you get into this? I mean, when you start making conditions.
That's a get.
In that case, the get would be a valid get because he didn't come.
But the force they bring him is still done?
Huh?
If by force they bring him in.
Remember we learned, yes, last week in the Gemara. A guy says, I, on the condition I have land.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he says, if he has land, good, and if not, not. So the Gemara says, maybe he has land somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. We're talking about definite Kedushin and doubtful Kedushin.
No, it's so complicated. You can't do that.